Well, it's time for the Great Kid interview, and I got to tell you, Kim, I've been waiting for this for a long time because I've been such a huge Great Cat fan for 20 years, and I've tried to work this out to have her on Black Knight Meditations for a while. It hasn't worked out, but it's finally worked out tonight, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
Not just because of the Great Cat insanity, which is a great thing,
yeah.
But because I'm a fan, you know,
yeah.
this is really cool for me to do, to talk to her, and pick her brain, try to find out some information that unfortunately some idiotic interviewers do not talk to her about.
Right.
I'm going to try to get that information from her. And fans of Black Knight Meditations, listeners of WSEA, you know the Great Cat's music. She has been a force to be reckoned with, and not just a metal, but all of music for over 20 years. She's been performing her brand of shred classical music like no one else has. You've heard her music on B&M for the last 5 years, and she's one of the most played artists on these airwaves, Kim.
She makes a violin scream. That's all I can say. She makes a violin scream.
I don't know if you know this, but she is one of the most played artists here at WSEA.
Wow.
And her latest release is the DVD Beethoven's Guitar Shred. I have autographed copies for giveaway for Cat Slaves, so only for slaves only. You need to email blacknightmeditations@emerson.com and tell me why you deserve a copy of The Great Cat's Genius on DVD. And I'm going to welcome The Great Cat to the show right now. Hey, Cat, thanks a lot for your time. I certainly appreciate
it. The Great Cat Guitar Shredder! Live in New York! Mark, are you worshiping? Are you on your knees? Are you ready to be abused by The Great Cat?
I can tell you.
Abuse me, please. I am actually on my knees right now.
I
want to see you on your knees. I want to see you bowing 10 times to the metal messiah, the Great Cat.
10 times. I just completed 10 times.
Okay, now my first question to you guys. Who else is over there? What's your name?
Okay.
Kim. I just got turned on to you tonight. And,
Kim. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're brand new.
Where the hell have you been?
I think you're amazing. Yeah. I just watched your DVD for the first time.
Okay,
I was blown away.
Beethoven's Guitar Shred DVD. What did you like about it? How did it make you feel? Did it energize you? Come on.
Yeah, it energized me. It was raw. The finger speed was amazing. The violin screamed. I thought it was visually really interesting. I loved it. I thought
there
it was really
go.
Cutting edge.
Mark, learn from her, okay?
He's the one who turned me on.
He understands the genius of the Great Cat. He understands the shred virtuosity of the Great Cat. I like it. Now, you're going to go to the website, okay?
Right.
GreatCat.com.
GreatCat.com.
All right.
Go to the website. Check out the Great Cat, who is the top 10 fastest shredders of all time, Guitar One magazine, the 50 fastest guitars of all time, Guitar World magazine, and a Juilliard graduate violin virtuoso systematically, single-handedly resurrecting classical music with metal.
And
shred guitar and orchestral genius. What else?
You've been doing it for a long time, and I've been a fan of your music for a long time. And like I said, I'm glad that you're still doing what you're doing, and I want you to continue doing it for at least 20 more years. But, you know, before we get any further into the matters, I do want to ask you about some of your discography, okay? Because like I said, I've been a fan for a long time. I started listening when Beethoven on Speed came out back in 1990. I want to ask you about the evolution of your music, because your music has evolved over the years. You've been a shred classical player for all of your albums, it's shred classical. But early on, you had more of a thrash influence on your riffing. These days, your music is so brutal, it's almost death metal in nature.
Mark, let me tell you the evolution of the Great Cat. First of all, you know I'm a Juilliard graduate.
Yes.
When I realized that classical music was dead, I decided to take my Beethoven background. I grew up listening to Beethoven. I decided to take that brutal Beethoven method, the vicious get out of my way, I'm going to stop you method, and bring it to pop music so I can get Beethoven, the gospel of Beethoven, to the masses, okay? So I decided, guess what? Metal is the closest that Beethoven fits into. What am I talking about? Ba-ba-ba-ba! Ba-ba-ba-ba! Right there, come on! Is there any other classical composer doing that? Wake up! So when I did the Worship Me or Die, which is brutal, vicious speed metal with the touches of classical music, then I decided on the Beethoven Speed, now I'm going to take Paganini, I'll take Beethoven, I'll take Fly the Bumblebee, and I'll bring it to the morons, mixing it with metal, okay? Then the evolution continued with the Rossini's Rave and the Bloody Vivaldi and the Wagner's War, and we have the Extreme Guitar Shred, and now Beethoven's Guitar Shred, which is the Fly the Bumblebee at 300 BPM. We have the Beethoven Fifth Symphony, we have the Paganini's Caprice No. 24, and it's brilliant. Let's put it this way. I will call this I will single-handedly call this a shred classical masterpiece that no one will ever touch. Do you agree or yes or no?
Yeah.
You know what? I disagree. You know why? Because you will be able to touch it because you need to top it next time, and I'm sure you will. You will.
The way this works is every single CD and DVD of The Great Cat is a masterpiece. Only The Great Cat and Beethoven can do it, okay? That's it. There's nobody in the world. Name one guitar and violin virtuoso besides The Great Cat. Go ahead.
There is none.
There is none. Let me ask you, this is more a question about the evolution of your listeners, but do your listeners ever transition from listening to classical music being interpreted this way to listening to the actual artist, to listening to Paganini, to listening to Mozart, to listening to Beethoven?
All the Great Cat fans are either into classical music, into metal, and then they cross over back and forth. That's how they do it. I do Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and then they go and do a Google search and say, oh, let me see where the original Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, let me see how it compares. And the Great Cat is the only one who is actually taking note for note. Name one. I'll dare you. Give you a dare here. Name one guitarist who is taking note for note authentic classical scores. We're talking about the flute, winds, brass, everything, all the way down to double bass, okay? Take in the entire score!
I wouldn't even know.
Editing, arranging, orchestrating it for guitar, for violin. I'm also playing violin and all the stuff that you hear, okay? Yeah. And band, okay? No one's doing that.
Yeah, it's original.
But no one else even matters. When it comes to listening to you, you're all that matters. That's the thing.
Yeah, but guess what? There are other idiots out there who actually think they can compete with the Great Cat, which is a joke!
I don't think the Great Cat is gone!
Let's wake up and spread the word!
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks that they can compete with you.
We didn't
know
those violin offs, like that old country song where you play against the devil and there's the old violin off.
Yeah, I know.
Music is the only one that matters! Wake up!
Nobody can compete with you.
Have you seen the Great Cat on Facebook and Twitter?
I've seen you everywhere.
Okay, I'm a fan. I want all your listeners to go right now to the Great Cat fan page on Facebook, the Great Cat on Twitter. They're going to go to the Great Cat website. They're going to go get energized. They're going to go watch the Great Cat's Paganini violin technique that I use as a violin virtuoso. I take this Paganini violin technique, I place it on the guitar, and now the Great Cat is a guitar virtuoso. You know what's scary? No one in the world can compete with my guitar shredding and my violin shredding. There isn't anybody. Because if Perlman comes over, I'll say, wake up! You can't do it! Okay? No one can do it. That's the Great Cat. That's why the Great Cat is God. That's why the Great Cat's spreading the gospel of Beethoven. Are you into Beethoven? Do you listen to that?
Not yet.
I actually prefer the Baroque period. I prefer the Baroque period.
Mark does.
I prefer the Baroque period.
Jesus Christ!
Albinoni and Vivaldi, I do prefer.
Oh! Well, if you like Vivaldi, go listen to Bloody Vivaldi.
I have Bloody Vivaldi.
As a matter of fact, let's play the Flight of Bumblebee right now!
Hey, you know what? The Bloody Vivaldi, I'm actually going to play your Vivaldi piece after we're done with this interview. That's the song I've got queued up.
Play Flight of Bumblebee so your listeners can hear Shrek quiet.
There you go. My listeners know this music very well. I've been playing it for years. They're very aware of your music, and they're going to continue to hear it. They've been hearing it for 5 years, and I'm going to continue to play it. But what I want to know is your last two releases have been DVDs. Are you going to stick to just DVD releases, or are you going to continue to put out CDs as you have been?
Let them listen to the whole thing. Then we'll talk. I want people to be very genius on.
All right.
BPM. And what I'm doing, besides taking all the score and putting it in and playing it on the guitar, playing it on the violin, it's actually beated, if you know what that means. That means it's exactly 16th notes. No one else does that. They all play their little improvisations, their little neoclassical riff. No, I'm playing the exact riff with exact playing. And as a matter of fact, if you know Heavy Metal Examiner, he said that the Great Cat should be feared because of her hyper-blasting neoclassical rolling guitar playing is so precise and intense. Beethoven's Guitar Shred DVD is a portable clinic of seemingly inhuman guitar antics. Now, Mark, I want to get a quote from you. What do you have to say that's worshiping about the Great Cat? Do it now. Go!
The Great Cat should be worshipped.
Why?
Because you're God!
Yeah, but what about the Beethoven's guitar shred? Tell your listeners, see, if you can explain it like Kim just did, how the Great Cat is God, how the Great Cat is influencing the world, how do you expect your listeners to understand? Go!
I've been playing your music for 5 years. They've known this for 5 years, how I feel about you. And I'm going to continue to play your music. That's how I convince them. That's
good.
How I convince
now,
them.
Now, what I want everybody to do is, they're going to go out and get Beethoven's Guitar Shred DVD. They're going to go to the website, greatcat.com. They're going to get into shred classical music. They're going to worship the top 10 fastest shredders of all time, the Great Cat. They're going to get to fly the Bumblebee and listen to that incredible shredding. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Paganini's Caprice. They're going to go on Facebook. They're going to go everywhere. They're going to be a cat-possessed slave in every house. I just came up with a new mission. That's my new mission. A cat-possessed genius in every house. Let's do it. Can we do it? Yes or no?
Half of my listeners already do worship you.
Yeah. We want to talk with you.
having you on the air is how I'm trying to convince the other people who have not been convinced yet to convert to the Great Cat.
What'd you say?
Having you on the air is my attempt at having the people who've not converted over to you to listen to your music.
Well, if there are people who are not converted over to the Great Cat, then you're not doing your job! You should be energizing them with Vivaldi, with Wagner, with Beethoven. That's the job, to spread the gospel
of classical
music. What?
Exactly. But see, that's what we're doing. And that's why I've wanted you on the air for all these years. Because there's so much more to you than just playing the songs. They have to hear it from you.
The Great Cat, there's one single thing. The Great Cat is the reincarnation of Beethoven. That's why I'm on a mission. You don't understand.
I do understand.
I've been doing this since I was 0 years old. That's why I'm so fluid on the guitar. That's why I'm so fluid on the violin. That's what a virtuoso is, like Bach, Mozart, Beethoven. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking these genius scores from Beethoven, Wagner, Vivaldi, Bach, Paganini, Rossini, Sarasate. No one is doing that in the entire world. The entire score. And besides the fact that I'm taking the entire score, I'm actually making it more exciting because the Great Cat is God and an exciting genius to boot, okay? I'm making it more exciting, more energizing, more shredding, and more metal. If you don't understand it, you're an idiot. What else?
I understand it. My listeners understand. And those who don't will understand it after having you on the air talking about this. Trust me, they will get it. But let's talk classical music for a moment. You praise composers like Rossini, Paganini, Bach, Vivaldi, but you've also said you're not fond of some of those composers, and I think they're in the Romantic era, that you said you felt destroyed classical music. Who were those composers, and what did they do?
Everything was destroyed after Wagner, because Wagner was not a virtuoso. See, the whole point of classical music, if you go back to the real genius composers, we're talking Bach, we're talking Vivaldi, Paganini, Beethoven, Mozart, all these genius composers, they were virtuosos first, okay? You must be a virtuoso to understand the excitement of music. If you don't have that, you're wasting my time, okay? That's why everything after Wagner, who was not a virtuoso, made everything that's okay to be a non-virtuoso, to be a composer, and that doesn't work. Okay, you must be a virtuoso. That's why I went to Juilliard. That's why I was concertmaster of the Juilliard Pre-College Orchestra. I won the Artists International, played at Carnegie Recital Hall as a violin soloist. Why? Because to be a virtuoso, then you be a composer. That's the whole point. Going to be a virtuoso, bring exciting music to the masses, and energizing with Beethoven's guitar shred. Check it out. What's your last question?
All right, how about live performances? You've done some live performances, but you don't tour and you don't do too many live performances. How can we see you live? And I'm not talking about on DVD.
You idiots, get off your butts and demand to see the Great Cat. Then maybe I'll bless you little inferior towns with my genius. In the meantime, wake up! You gotta go over the website. You know, guess what? This is a worldwide age of people. They don't have time to even go out to shows anymore. They're on the internet. Okay, they can see it on YouTube. They can see it on the Great Cat website.
It's
so go and check it out.
We want to see you live in concert.
We want to see you live in concert.
Then it's up to you and Kim to get all your listeners, all your followers, to demand to see the Great Cat. And when you all demand it and bang down my door and drag me out saying, "The Great Cat, you must play for us," then maybe I'll do that. In the meantime, I'm spreading the gospel of Beethoven. I'm spreading the genius of metal. I'm spreading the power, the raw, vicious power of shred classical to the world. And you know what? You bastards are lucky that the Great Cat is here to bless you inferior morons. Wake up!
I want to see you live. I'm going to try to get you booked at a metal fest here in New England. I want to see you live.
There better be millions of shred classical metalheads sitting there worshiping the Great Cat. Now, my last question to you is...
Okay, please
my
do.
Last question.
Okay, go for
Beethoven's
it.
Beethoven's guitar shred. Okay, you saw it. You energized by it. You got geniusized by it. Let me ask you a question. Did it actually make an indentation in your brain so that now you're a different person instead of listening to all the boring, long-winded garbage you used to listen to? Now you're listening to fast, energizing, a searing bolt of energy. Did it do it yes or no?
Yes, because when I watched the Islamofascist video, it made me want to do what you were doing in that video.
Okay, you saw the Islamofascist video. Excellent. Now go watch the Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Go watch the Flight of the Bumblebee. Go watch the Paganini Caprice No. 24. Blood. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto. Go ahead. Torture techniques. Go ahead. Because the Great Cat is the only genius in the world doing this. And I dare you. Go to the website, greatcat.com. Go email greatcat@greatcat.com. And get into the 21st century with Beethoven.
Okay, one more last question, Kat. How accessible are you to the fans? If they see you walking down the street or in a grocery store or something... Can we approach
can
you?
Can we scream hello?
No.
Anybody can go and worship the Great Cat. Just get on your knees and lick my spike tail. So, go to the website, greatcat.com. Go to Facebook. Go to Twitter. The Great Cat is gone. Shut on.
And here is the Great Cat doing a version of Vivaldi tune. You know, I want your feedback on the Great Cat interview. What do you think? Shoot me an email, blacknightmeditations@emerson.com, and let me know if you're a fan or if this is the first time you've heard her or what you thought of the interview. Because, again, I think there are some people who are listening who maybe haven't tuned into Black Knight Meditations all that often. Kim, you're one of them.
Yes.
And maybe they're new to the Great Cat.
Yes.
Even though I've been spinning her for years, maybe they're new to her music.
Yes.
So now, what do you think? And if you do know her music and you've just heard an interview now with her for the first time, what are your thoughts? So shoot me an email. And I've also got some autographed copies of the new Extreme Guitar. Actually, you know what? I do have an Extreme Guitar Shred DVD left. Her first DVD. I've got an autographed copy of that. Plus, I've got autographed copies of the new one, Beethoven's Guitar Shred. Shoot me an email. Tell me why you deserve to have an autographed copy of the Great Cat DVDs. Email me, blacknightmeditations@emerson.com.